Smith-Schuster from USC.
Wait, Smith-Schuster's got it and a first down. Smith-Schuster comes back and makes a leaping catch. Touchdown, Juju Smith-Schuster.
All right, tell me about the nickname. How did this come about?
Well, just growing up as a kid, my actual name is John, so I went to John from JoJo. And they kind of went from choo-choo like the train, and then Juju stuck. And ever since then, that's been my name throughout, you know, my whole life. And coaches, friends, teammates, and teachers call me Juju.
With the USC connection, Lynn Swann being the AD there, what do you know about the Steelers just from speaking with him?
I mean, he just told me that's a great, you know, organization for me, you know, where, you know, how I am, how I play, you know, it's a perfect fit. I mean, you talk about a team that's, you know, competing for the Super Bowl almost every year. So, I mean, for me, it's a great fit. And I haven't talked much about the Steelers, but he told me a lot about, you know, life, about football.
Do you have any connection with Troy Polamalu? You have to know of a famous alum that went to your college.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to him yet. But, you know, what he's done at USC, what he did here, you know, it's kind of, you know, I want to follow his footsteps and, you know, bringing the team where it's supposed to be.
Take me through draft night. I saw some video of you, I believe, in the ocean. What was your party like, and what was the moment like when you got the call?
Yeah, so we held my party out in Newport Beach, and we had a little hall, and then out to the hall, it was the beach and then an ocean. Day two, round two, and it was just amazing. When I finally got the call, Coach Mike, head coach, would say, "You healthy? Where you at?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm in Newport. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go." And my mom started crying, and I started crying. And then we celebrated, and I popped champagne. Then we ran into the ocean. Everybody jumped in. It was so fun. It was amazing.
So pretty much everybody at the party ran into the ocean.
Majority of them. Mainly all the kids. My dad hopped in. A couple uncles and aunties.
All right, let's talk a little bit about football. How would you describe the type of player you are?
Well, for myself, you know, I describe myself, you know, being very physical, you know, tough, willing to go across the middle, make some catches in the middle of the field, willing to dig out players to block, very downfield threat, and also, you know, just an overall player who can bring everything to this team.
Combative, is that an adjective you would use to describe yourself?
Oh, most definitely.
Anything else?
I mean, that's just, you know, my film speaks for itself, and I just can't wait to get here.
You know, through going through the draft process leading up to the draft, how much did you talk to anybody from the Steelers organization? Did you talk to anybody?
I only had one. That's the crazy part about, like, the draft is that it's anything can happen. And I only spoke to the Steelers only one time. It was at the NFL Combine. And it was like speed dating. You meet with them for like 5-10 minutes, and then you move on. And it was very brief. You know, meeting is very cool, you know, relaxed. More about life, not really much about ball. And then when I finally got that call from them, I'm like, wow, like, yes, anything can happen. It's a surprise that, you know, they picked me up. So glad to be here.
Did you sleep at all? You were on the West Coast, came all the way to Pittsburgh. Any sleeping, or are you just running on adrenaline?
It's a little bit of both, you know. I kind of got probably a couple hours of sleep, but taking a red eye from L.A. to here and a connecting flight, it's pretty tough. But, you know, my first time here, so my adrenaline is really high right now.
I read a little bit that you were a rugby player. How does that translate from that sport to football?
I mean, just being physical and toughness. You know, rugby, you don't have blockers. It's all about, and there's no pads. You're basically out there just, you know, just running around with no pads and no helmet. So, I mean, also, you know, you have to be physical, strong, mentally, you know, going into that. So, and I transferred over to football because, you know, I played through some injuries that could have held me back, but, you know, I fought through it, and it's brought me where I'm at today.
When did you make the switch from safety to wide receiver?
When I got to college. It was, I wanted to play safety, but it wasn't open. We had a lot of vets on our team as a freshman. So for me to get on the field early to contribute, it was to play wide receiver.
You are the youngest player in this draft class, youngest player ever drafted since 1979. Does that mean anything to you, or is age just a number?
Age is just a number. You just got to let the, you know, the film and the future speak for itself.